Hi, I am Haley Steiner, a CLI presenter. This course is taught by Professor Brian D. Cook. In this lesson, we look beneath the surface of conflict. Many conflicts begin with something visible, a comment, a decision, a text message, a tone of voice. A disagreement about money, time, ministry, parenting, leadership, or respect. But often, the visible issue is not the deepest issue. James 4 asks a searching question. Where do wars and fightings among you come from? James points us beneath behavior to the desires at work inside us. That does not mean every conflict is simple. Sometimes real harm has happened. Sometimes injustice must be named. Sometimes a person has been sinned against and truth must be told. But even then, the Lord invites us to ask, what is happening in my heart as I respond? Conflict often exposes what has become too important to us, a desire for respect, a desire to be heard, a desire for control, a desire for comfort, a desire to be right, a desire to be safe, a desire for appreciation. Some of these desires may be understandable, some may even be good. The problem begins when a desire becomes a demand. A good desire says, this matters. A ruling desire says, I must have this, or I cannot respond faithfully. When that happens, the desire begins to govern us. We may still use Christian words. We may still say we want peace. But underneath, our heart may be saying, my kingdom must come. My will must be done. That is why conflict is a discipleship moment. The issue is not only, how do I get this person to change? The issue is also, what kingdom is ruling me right now? Jesus teaches us to seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness. That means, even in conflict, the first allegiance of the believer is not to pride, fear, approval, revenge, or control. Our first allegiance is to Christ. The peace fire begins when we bring the conflict beneath the conflict into God's presence. We can pray honestly, Lord, search me. Show me what is ruling me. Help me see what I am protecting. Help me desire your kingdom more than my own. This kind of prayer does not make us passive. It makes us honest. It helps us stop feeding the wildfire. It helps us tell the truth without being ruled by self-interest. Before moving on, think of one conflict in your life. What is the visible issue? Then ask a deeper question. What desire in me has become especially strong in this conflict? Take that question to Jesus before you take your next step.